Hello, everyone. This is Gregory Proctor. Welcome to another episode of Cut to the Chase, episode 15, Health and Beliefs. Today, we have a special guest whom you all probably have endured if you're a LinkedIn follower. She's a LinkedIn influencer. She's a wellness expert specializing in nutrition, education, and healthy living. She empowers transformation through personal coaching and training. She's a professional athlete. I mean, she's a mom. She has done so many great things as a co-founder of World Class Living, three-star Gold Circle Crystal Executive Health and Wellness Coach. Laura Ann has been, somewhat of a friend in passing, and now we've kind of come together. What do you think, Laura Ann? I mean, it's been a real interesting way of kind of zigzagging to finally try to, you know, connect the dots with you. So go ahead, Laura Ann. Do you have any opening remarks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thank you for that amazing introduction. I'm super honored, obviously, to be on with you today. And really looking to deep dive into kind of how I got started in my business and to kind of share a lot of great tips and interesting things that have made me progress to the woman I am today. So I'm super excited about being on. I appreciate you, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And just to share with the audience a little bit about kind of how I came about knowing Laura Ann. I mean, when she started her 100-day challenge, I was kind of like, is she going to really make it for 100 days? I mean, it was like one of those things was like, you know, you became kind of addicted to follow someone else's crusade in order to see them succeed. And, you know, hats off to Laura Ann for making the 100-day challenge. And so what we'll do is we'll jump right into some questions here. So Laura Ann, let's talk a little bit about, you know, your career and how you got started in health. So can you share some of those earlier historical moments with our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. To be very honest and transparent with everybody, I actually started my career through sadness. Unfortunately, I had gone through a divorce at a very early age. I was 27. My daughter was 2 at the time, and I had a son that was 4 at the time. And quite frankly, I was lost. And being a single mom is absolutely 100% positively one of the hardest jobs there is, especially when the children are so small. And honestly, one day I woke up and I said, you know what? I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. My entire life is still ahead of me because I'm only 27. And I'm going to get myself together for these guys. I need to find myself, and I want to feel good about myself, because after having 2 children, you know, that absolutely takes a toll on the body. And, you know, my self-esteem was super low at the time. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to join a gym. I'm going to get myself together. So that's really where it all began.
Nice, nice, mm-hmm. Nice. Well, certainly that's quite relatable. You know, I was also married, as probably some of my listening audience have heard before. I'm on my 3rd marriage, and you know, my first marriage, I was married and divorced within, I don't know, probably 18 months. Second marriage was more like 12 years, and my 3rd marriage is, as I say, it's a blessing from the angels above. So I can truly relate with where you feel emotionally and the context of where you're coming from with regards to trying to start over and trying to rebuild. And my hats go off to you, and it's commendable. It's commendable. So what were some of the what were some of the challenges and obstacles that you faced? I mean, like you said, you were 27, you were a single mom. What was your professional career like back then before you started this transformation into the healthcare?
Yeah, absolutely. I had always been into health and fitness, more on the side of I worked at a hospital. I always cared about my health. I was secretary to begin with. I worked my way up to being an administrative assistant and then all the way up to an executive assistant. So at that time, I was an administrative assistant. I had, you know, a job obviously that didn't pay too much, especially to be a single mom. I had my kids in daycare very early in the morning, and it was two full-time jobs, you know, being that single mom plus trying to work a job that really didn't pay the bills either. So I knew I had to make some sort of change, obviously within myself, but in my professional career as well. So That's really where kind of my business took off many moons later, which we could probably get to down the road here.
Yeah. So certainly, you know, to put into context, you know, for the listeners that are listening out there, you know, to be in that position, you know, struggling, trying to work two jobs, trying to basically figure out your way, you know, it's commendable. I mean, that in itself, that story alone is a very, very powerful message, you know, leading out to how others can succeed once they're put into those positions and putting their mind towards accomplishing their goals. I remember my grandfather once telling me before, many, many years back before he passed, he said, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And, you know, eventually Dr. Martin Luther King and others kind of utilized those same teachings and principles and philosophies. And I'll tell you, you know, it's very commendable because, you know, when you're at rock bottom, you know, I mean, and I know you can relate to this, but when you're at rock bottom, the only thing you can really focus on besides death is, you know, how do you get out of this? So you have to look to the sky. You have to look up. You have to look ahead in life and figure out, you know, how to move forward. And those things they're just powerful. I mean, it's just amazing what the body and the mind has the capability of being able to do.
100%. It's 100% mindset. And when, like you said, when you're put in a position where it's either fight or flight, you know, you fight for whatever and anything to make a change, to obviously take care of yourself, but to take care of your family as well. So
yeah,
I totally agree with you.
So in those earlier years, as you were trying to balance, let's say, you know, working in the hospital, and then you were transitioning into the physical, that the healthcare, the wellness care, I mean, what was your normal workday like? Were you working like 12, 16, 18 hours? I mean,
well, you know, I was probably working 10-hour days. The hospital where I worked was an hour from my home. So I was dropping the kids off at daycare at 6 a.m. and I'd pick them back up generally about 6 p.m., 6:30, you know, getting dinner together, obviously. And bath time, you know, when they were so small, it was just a definite struggle on my own that I don't know how I got through it. The only thing that I can say is I got through it most of all with faith and just believing, like, you know what, God's got the plan. He never gives us anything more than we can handle. And I plan on eventually writing a book about my life and my story, because I think that everybody goes through difficult times in their life, but I've been through anything and everything you could possibly imagine, and somehow I was able to get up and fight for it, and here I am today at, you know, 42 years old, and I couldn't be happier with the way my life and my children have turned out through all the struggles that I've endured over the many, many years.
Right. And that's a blessing in itself, because you know, our kids are our lifeline. They're our DNA. We want nothing but the best for them. And when things begin to kind of go crazy in our lives, it makes it very hard for us to not only see how we can take care of ourselves, but how we can take care of others. So when we talk a little bit about your beliefs and how those things kind of help you transcend as far as the effects on your health, can you share with our audience, you know, a little bit about your beliefs and where you were in that space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I've gone through everything and anything possible that anybody can imagine, you know, through heartbreak, financial distress. And I don't think I've shared this with you, Greg, but I too have been divorced twice. My kids have endured so much pain in their life as well. So I just feel like for me, my purpose always has been kind of to go first, to be that person that has gone through all of the struggles and to be able to teach people like you can 100% come out on top if you work for it. You have to have the why. Why are you doing this, whatever it is, to make yourself better? You have to have that 100% clear why. So again, that's where my passion really is to help others, because I know how I helped myself through my own mindset and knowing that I wasn't going to fail at anything I have tried to do in my life in all of these years, you know, being a single mom. And, you know, my son's going to be 18 next month and my daughter 16. And I couldn't be more proud of what they've accomplished and what they have learned all these years with all of the struggles that the three of us have been through.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for certainly sharing that. So, you know you have a very strong passion for wellness care and health care. And we also understand, you know, your beliefs and that you believe in Christianity and you believe in God. So help me understand, how do you incorporate those two dimensions in how you deal with your clientele and promoting wellness and health care for others? How do you bring those two together?
You know, it's a lot of mindset coaching, to be honest, because everybody has different, you know, beliefs and, you know, their faith is different. And I don't want to push faith on anyone, but I can tell you that that is the one and only thing that has gotten me through tough times. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. if I can slowly teach people about faith, in the process of also teaching people how to love themselves and give themselves a chance on, you know, reaching their health goals, conquering through tough times, you know, that's everything that I've ever wanted. You know, it's all come into fruition for me, my faith, obviously, and transforming my own body on my own through lots of different practices. And it's, you know, of course, working out is wonderful, of course, but let's be honest, most people don't have time to work out, you know, 6 days a week in the gym. So it's more teaching on the nutrition and just small, very small changes that can transform your body and your mindset as well. It's just believing that God has the plan. His plan is the plan and it's already set.
Right. Totally understand. So with regards to, like you've talked about, you know, the beliefs and how you incorporate that into the mindset and being able to adopt that into different cultures, different adverse situations or different challenges that people may be facing. So how do you keep your clients maintained on the focus of where the goal is? Because sometimes those goals, particularly if you're dealing with someone that has maybe low self-esteem, maybe they're slightly not happy with their body and they're trying to figure out how to transform, you know, those goals seem like a very long far reach for some of those folks. What are some of the tools that you institute there to kind of help keep them narrowly focused on the success or the positive outcome?
Sure. It's 100% having an accountability partner. You know, people, even, you know, if they're married or in relationships, sometimes they don't have that partner to support them or cheer them on or keep them motivated, keep them true to what the really goal is. So of course, you know, somebody will say, well, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds. Well, I can give them all the tools and everything like that to help them achieve that. But unless I'm checking in with them, you know, keeping them motivated, sending positive messages, celebrating them as well. That's a huge thing. People love to be celebrated, and why not? That's mm-hmm. that's everything. Like, let's celebrate your small, you know, steps of success along the way. And again, like I said, it's just that accountability and keeping in touch with all of my clients and having them get to know me just as much as I want to get to know them and their story, so I can try to understand some of the hurdles that they're trying to get through, and just kind of switching the mindset around again and developing friendships. It's crazy. It's my clients all have become friends of mine. Mm-hmm. I know their stories. I know their wants. I know, you know, what makes each of them tick, you know, the more celebration or the more positivity or the more just checking in to say, you know, how is your day going? Tell me about your day. And if you're having a tough time, I want to hear that too, so we can get you through those struggles.
Right, right. Completely understand. Which kind of leads me to my next question. With regards to kind of the COVID and all the circumstances that are going on, and like you said, you have a very positive way of outreaching to your clientele and your customers. Can you help our listening audience better understand? I mean, through your world-class living program, I mean, how many customers or clienteles are you kind of dealing with yourself personally on a one-on-one basis?
Well, I could tell you I've dealt with thousands and thousands of people over the past 7 years. And, you know, everybody has different goals. Of course, they'll reach their goal and they continue on with life, but I continually check in. Or if people aren't communicating back and forth with me, you know, sometimes I'll check in with them years later. So I can't really say like, well, every day I talk to 200 people. You know, it's my phone is constantly attached to me, and I'm constantly thinking about every single one of them and people that I've worked with, and of course, constantly getting referrals from all of my clients because their friends see how they've transformed. So,
right, all right. Well, good deal. I mean, you know, certainly, you know, it's as things continue to evolve in our society, you know, health and wellness is so important, considering, you know, statistically, there's just so many cases out there of people that, you know, are carrying various things that they're just unaware of because, you know, of their health. And me being one, you know, I come from a family, and I'm going to share this with you, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I wanted to have a positive outreach to you to kind of share my experience. So from my standpoint, my family on my father's side, at the age of 60, no brother or no male sibling on my father's side has lived past the age of 65 based on heart condition, diabetes, high cholesterol, you name it, so forth and so on. And so with me being 50 years of age, I'm always constantly thinking about that. And for those people that know me and they've seen me physically, they're like, hey, you know, you're in pretty good shape. You know, you take care of yourself, so forth and so on. But it's always a constant nag in the back of my mind. And I do, you know, try to eat healthy and eat right and so forth and so on. But in the same context, you know, you can't deter whatever the inevitable may be. You know, maybe I don't live past 65, maybe I don't live past 60. But, you know, I want to try to live my best life knowing that with those DNA genes that are in my bloodstream, you know, there's got to be something positive that I can do, you know, to continue to try to live the best possible life that I can. Mm-hmm. So what would be some of the recommendations that you would have for a guy like me, you know, if I was coming to you as a client?
Sure. Well, first of all, obviously you probably have a primary care physician that you go to for physicals and things like that. And you're having yearly blood work taken to kind of stay on top of some of those things that are in your family history and things like that. But I just have to say 100% is nutrition is everything. And of course, we all want to live life and enjoy the pizza, enjoy, you know, a beer with friends, or my love is wine. I love wine, but you have to be able to incorporate good nutrition into your body 80% of the time and still enjoy those things that you love. But I just see, I go to the grocery store obviously weekly, and I just look at people and what they have in their carts and the options these days on store shelves for people. I mean, it's just all poison going into the body. And if people truly realize the small things you can take out and put the good things in, it would be life-changing. And it is life-changing for people. 100%, obviously myself and all of my clients and clients all around the world that know about good, healthy, organic nutrition, no artificial sweeteners, you know, none of this low-cal, you know, stuff that has all kinds of chemicals that truly are affecting people's health. So, you know, that's my biggest thing, is just kind of knowing about what you're putting in your body. And of course, like I said, hey, everybody, I'm from Chicago. I'm a pizza girl too. So I'm not going to hold myself back for life by not eating some of those bad things. It's just staying on track about 80% of the time. And it's very easy. It's very easy to live healthy if people just knew more about nutrition. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, I mean, I can't agree with you more. You know, back in 2012, you know, my dad passed away, and I was on a downward spiral and had an opportunity to go live in Peru for like 3 years, and met my lovely wife today in Peru. And like you said, I mean, when you take away all of the chemicals and everything else, preservatives, and you start eating healthy, Laura Ann, I'm going to tell you, the first couple of days I was eating the Peruvian food, which is just phenomenal. The Peruvian cuisine, if you've never had it, you should go out and try it. I'm a big promoter of Peruvian food. But man, my body was doing convulsions because, you know, I had never experienced, you know, the quality of food being as fresh and vibrant as it was. And certainly, you know, I love it today. And that's probably the reason why I'm in a much better, healthier place because of my wife. But certainly, I agree with you 100%. There's a lot of proof to the pudding when you eat healthier.
Certainly. Oh gosh, absolutely. And it's certainly hard to try to get all your vitamins and minerals and macronutrients, which are proteins, carbs, and fats, the right amount through food. So, you know, I'm very honest with everybody. Like, I have to use supplementation as well, because I don't have time to cook six meals a day and to calorie count things and to fitness track things and to, you know, we all have busy lifestyles and we just don't have time to make everything perfect. So yes, I incorporate a lot of supplementation in, and it's just easy, convenient. And I know what my body's getting because it's lacking all of those things, all of those nutrients through food alone. So
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Laura Ann, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure. And what I'd like to segue into just for a moment is, you know, for those listeners that are out there, if you'd like to get in contact with Laura Ann through World Class Living, Laura Ann, you wanna share how people can get in contact with you if they're looking to advance their health and wellness?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if they're on LinkedIn, obviously send me a connection request. I connect with everybody, of course. Send me a message. Happy to help out. All I ask is if you are requiring some help and you want to make a change, you have to be serious about doing it, because I get hundreds of messages every single week that people want to make a change, but they will do nothing to change it. So over the years, I've just kind of weeded out people that are serious and not serious. And I just work with people that are serious. So of course, message me on LinkedIn. Of course, if you don't have LinkedIn, you can email me at fitfabmoms, FITFABMOMS, how appropriate, at gmail.com.
Thank you very much, Laura Ann. And I'm going to be honest with everybody that's out there. Like Laura Ann said, if you're serious, you also have to be persistent, because, you know, she's a busy lady. She's a busy mom. She's a busy health professional, personal trainer, pro athlete. So trust me, you know, my means of contacting her was follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up. So, which has kind of led us to this call today. And I've been honored to have you on the podcast. This has been totally awesome. I'm hoping that we're able to play this forward and hopefully build a relationship, become more friends and colleagues going forward. And Lorianne, I like to wrap up by asking you, are there any takeaways that you would like to share with our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're struggling, or if you've been at a place of struggle and you're still stuck, you can get unstuck, but you've got to have the mindset to flip it around, write down all of your gratitudes, write down all of your affirmations, praise God for what you do have in your life, because there's a lot more positive in your life than you can ever imagine. But I think people tend to focus on the negatives, or, you know, just for weight, let's just say, oh, my weight's gone too far, I can never get back. You know what? You can do anything. Everything and anything in life is possible. You just have to work for it. You have to make the change. You have to switch the mindset, and you have to believe, and you have to have faith. That's one other thing. Number one, you have to have all the faith in the world.
Well, thank you very much, Lorianne. Certainly, we appreciate it. This has been a very good dialogue with you. I'd like to say to our listening audience, check us out. This is Cut to the Chase, episode 15. Health and Beliefs. We'd like to thank our special guests, Lorianne. We'd like to say goodbye to you and to everyone out there. Have a wonderful, safe, and blessed day. Stay tried and true to your ethics and your belief and your cultural, and be safe. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.